Triple M's ruined it for breakfast.
Rockcliffe gets the instant reply.
Rockcliffe!
From the Port Adelaide Football Club.
Rockcliffe's got one.
Please welcome Tom Rockcliffe.
Now he's got his name in the paper.
Yep.
Tommy Rockcliffe, how's things all right?
Yeah, pretty well.
Good. Hey, you were spotted after the game on the weekend, so up there on the Gold Coast. And what was he doing, Roo?
Well, he was running his little backside off it and was moving quite well, I must admit, too, Tommy Rockcliffe.
Now,
good morning.
We often see this, that after a game, players that don't play do a bit of running. What did you have to do?
I did about 5Ks, and good morning, gentlemen.
So that took you about an hour and a half then?
Got going. No, that took about 10 minutes.
10 minutes. You were covering the ground. You were doing all right. You mustn't be too far off maybe making a comeback. What happens with deep vein thrombosis? Is there a minimum time, or can you push your luck a little bit?
The doctor's going to ask the question this next week, I think. So I'm going to have another scan on my calf. So initially, as Roo's phone goes off.
Yeah, it's another 100.
Carton.
The clot was originally about 10 centimetres in my calf, and about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
How big's the clot?
Well, it was 10 centimetres.
Oh, it was 10 centimetres?
Yeah, in the calf.
I always pictured a blood clot just being a little bubble for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, so did I.
Ever thought about it?
Yeah, Dance? Well, yeah. I mean, a clot to me sounds like a little round scab that you get on your skin. Is it similar to that, but it's inside your veins? Or
yeah, so it must block the veins. So it was down to 2.5 centimetres about 3 weeks ago, and then they're going to ask a question to see if I can sneak back in. So it could be 2 weeks or maybe.
But is it like a bubble, or is it like a hardened thing?
I don't know.
Come on, learn about your body.
You're asking the wrong
person. But it's 10 centimetres big.
It was 10 centimetres long, and now it was 2.5, so hopefully in a week
shrinking.
It's gone. Yeah.
And how do they shrink it?
Blood thinners.
Yeah. And does it move? Has it moved around at all?
No, it stays in the one position. So the fear for me when it happened was that it goes to your lungs and your heart and your brain, and which I had a couple of spots that went into my lungs. So we got on top of them, and I think they're gone now, and just get rid of the calf one.
Well, that's good news that you could be not far off a comeback, because you're getting a few injuries down there. We know Cleary's still a week or two away. Fantasia's still a week or two away. Butters is further than that. Dersma's, what, a couple of weeks away. Jones is at least a month now with his hamstring from the weekend. And the really big one, Robbie Gray, and he's 250th with a medial strain in his left knee. Minimum 8 weeks, they're talking. That is a hard one to replace. Well, it's impossible to replace.
Yeah, it's hard to replace probably the greatest Port Adelaide player ever. So we'll just have to manage as best we can at the moment. And unfortunately, we seem to have a fair few injuries.
Everyone keeps asking about Zach Butters. Any update there?
Yeah, he's starting to move really well. He's got a bit of feeling back in his toe, so they reckon it turns pretty quickly once you get that feeling back. So he potentially could play in a couple of weeks, or it could be 5 or 6.
All right. And Todd Marshall, who is a bit of, it's a funny one. Some people like what he does. Some people don't rate what he does. Obviously, Ken Hinckley does. He brings him back in and plays him all the time, which means bad news for one of the other key forwards. It's not going to be Charlie Dixon. I wouldn't think it would be Mitch Georgiadis, which means big Peter Laddams might get dropped this week if Marshall comes in. You can't play them all.
Yeah, I think we've tried to play them all in the past and it didn't quite work. So the coaches have a few headaches this week, how to fit them all in. So they would have done that Tuesday afternoon and finalised that this morning after training.
Will Aaliyah get the job on Buddy Franklin?
Well, I heard the clip before that TJ said he will, so TJ would know a lot more than me, but
Tommy might even do it.
I would imagine maybe Trent McKenzie would go to him.
Really?
Buddy normally plays the deepest, so he might go there and then try and offer some support through Aaliyah. Aaliyah's better, I think, at coming off than having that lockdown one-on-one matchup.
But he's no disrespect to him. I know he come fifth in your best and fairest. He's the worst of those three. You put your worst defender on Buddy Franklin.
No, that's a wrap.
Morning, well, he's Trent. The worst of the three. He's still a good player.
But do you know what? I think he might be the most mobile, though, isn't he?
Yeah, I reckon he can go with him for speed, and he seems to get a fist in all the time. So I don't think it's that bad of a matchup.
All right, we'll wait and see.
All right.
Let's just remember this conversation next week. In 2 weeks.
Time. Your bloody first quarter's down at the Crows, will you? So, blood clot, but deep vein thrombosis.
Yeah.
So was it a worry flying up to the Gold Coast then? Because they always talk about that with flying, don't they?
Not too bad. I think they worry more about international flights and the sort of domestic.
The long haul.
Yeah, two-hour, three-hour flights are quite okay.
All right. Yesterday, now this is an intriguing story. Yesterday or the day before in the United States, NFL player Carl Nassib from the Las Vegas Raiders has come out and said, "I'm a gay footballer," the first one to ever do it. Is that an issue?
I'm surprised that's the first person ever in the United States.
We're just having a discussion about it. Is it really an issue? Does a player need to come out and address that, do you think?
Oh, it's absolutely up to the individual, but I don't think as an industry we would have any issue with any player coming out if they were gay. I think we'd be quite accepting of it, and I don't think there'd be any issue within the locker rooms or anything like that.
So if it happened at your club, do you think it'd be absolutely no issue at all?
Yeah, I think it'd be no issue at all. I think we're well past that with the way we've progressed. I say 15 years ago, you're probably not. I think there'd be issues and concerns around it, but I think it's 2021. I think we can more than accept that.
Yeah, well, I'm shocked that no one has come out in the AFL, because I agree 110% with you that players and community, most of the community, are well past that. And if you're playing a game, it's not like a supporter who is an idiot can yell out and do it anyway. I mean, they do every now and then with racist stuff, and they get caught, kicked out, and bloody in trouble like they should. The same thing would happen if they went down that thing with homophobic sort of slurs from the boundary, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And I think the online trolling might happen, but as I said, like with the mental health issues and stuff these days, I think more all footy clubs and everyone within the industry would be more than accepting of it, and it's up to the individual if they want to announce that publicly or not. I'm sure there's been gay players in the past that have felt like they can't come out.
Yep. Mm.
How many are there?
By stats and education, there should be two at every club.
What is it, one in 20?
Something like that, yeah.
Really?
I'm not sure if I've ever played with one. I may have, I'm not sure.
Yep. played with one? Mm. Yeah, be careful playing with one. Sorry, I'll move on there.
Excuse my childish friend over there. Sorry.
Sorry, Mel. Sorry about that. Can I ask you another question about Gold Coast Suns? We spoke about them on the week. We spoke about them all week, really, about how bad they're going. Jordan Lewis came out last night and said that instead of him going to Melbourne, Hodgie going to Brisbane, Mitchell going to West Coast Eagles, a group of their guys should have went to the Gold Coast Suns and helped them become a better club. And now he said this is what they need to do now. It's come out yesterday that Gold Coast are prepared to give up their top draft pick for that to happen. Hawthorn are rebuilding. Collingwood are sort of trying to rebuild on the run as well. Do you think, if you're a list manager at those clubs, do you think that Collingwood should potentially look at Side, Bottom, Pendlebury, Cox, Roughhead, those sort of guys, even Jordan DeGoey potentially, if you don't think he's going to maximise his potential, or at Hawthorn, Mitchell, McAvoy, Bruce, Segler, Gunston, and three of those should go to the Gold Coast Suns, try and help them improve quickly. Don't bring any extra kids into a side that's already one of the youngest in the competition, and then Hawthorn or Collingwood get more top draft picks to rebuild quicker.
I think it'd be a great option for Gold Coast to go down that path. You're obviously part of a rebuild. You're a footy director. Walker, Sloan, Laird.
We did do that. With Greenwood and Keith and guys like that.
I'm asking you, though. Walker, Sloan, Laird for pick three.
No, but we're at the start of a rebuild, so we've already done that. We chose to do that, in all seriousness. Hawthorn and Collingwood on the way down. So they've got older players. They need to get draft picks in. They're the clubs that would do it.
Yeah, no, I'm only stirring you. I think it'd be a good option. I think when you look back, and if they had the option to take those guys, I think they went pretty hard after Shawnee Burgoyne in the last year or two, the Gold Coast. I think if you can get experience on your list, it helps with that rebuild and it fast-tracks it. And I think we've seen that development with Hodgie going to Brisbane, fast-tracked it. Jordan Lewis went to Melbourne, really helped out there. Sam Mitchell went over there. He wasn't part of the premiership, but there's no doubt he played a huge part in West Coast winning that grand final. So,
well, be interesting to see what happens at the end of the year. I reckon there's some legs to this.
Bit of movement.
Mm.
All right, Tommy, good luck with the training in the next few weeks.
Thank you. You enjoy your time off.
Thank you. And from what you've said, you might be playing very, very soon.
Not too far away.
All right.
Good luck, mate. Tommy.